You're in the zone.
Seems you're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Osiris, Tinder, you're in the zone. of LOTO Radio on a magnificent, yes, Lord, soothing Tuesday afternoon. Hope everyone is getting home safe and sound. And for those who are still at work, enjoy your day. Don't let the stress get to you. And if you are stressing, the teddy bear has something for you. We're going to transport ourselves to a much simpler time, a soothing time, a Brazilian time, the Brazilian American soundtrack from the incredible, yes, Lord, Grammy-nominated artist, Mr. Bob Baldwin, as he blesses us with a two-disc set, a kaleidoscope that will take you away to a far distant land, upmost in love, respect, and a Caribbean vibe. It's a beautiful bag. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my honor to welcome to the Zone the incredible Mr. Bob Baldwin. Bob, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for honoring us with your appearance today, and congratulations on a fantastic two-disc set, man. You did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you very much, man. I appreciate you playing it and embracing it. It's very much appreciated.
Absolutely. I said, you know what? 2015, Mellow Wonder, Songs in the Key of Stevie. I said, okay, all right, where are we going now? Where are we going now?
can we push it? Can we take it a little higher, right?
Yeah, can we push the envelope just a little bit more? And I'm like,
yeah, Carol, exactly.
It's like, Carol Merrill, what's behind door number one? He said, you know what? I got something for you. I got a two-disc set, and I'm taking you to Brazil. My goodness.
That's right. I hope follow-up was good, man.
Oh, man, you did a fantastic job. I've had an opportunity to listen to both discs. I've played it till I can't play it no more, and every song takes you a different level. You just become engulfed and lost in the music. What was the vibe for you as far as working on the project? Because I know you personally are a perfectionist, first and foremost, and you've always pushed the envelope musically. What made you go this direction and bringing that Brazilian, that Caribbean kind of vibe to the music going in this manner?
Well, it was a combination of two things. Of course, I did a Brazil Chill disc back in 04.
Right.
So that was my initial entry into Brazil in terms of actually playing the music. I grew up listening to Brazilian music from my father. He had all these old Stan Getz records and Astrud Gilberto and Antonio Carlos Jobim and Sergio Mendes and all those great, great, great artists, Milton Nascimento, and later on the Iba Lins. So I had already had the Brazilian vibe, the bug, long before I went to Brazil in 04. Got a chance to work with some great musicians down there, and I just wanted to just keep that spirit going, man. So the World Cup was there a couple of years ago, and of course the Olympics this year. So it seemed like everything was all about the Brazil vibe for the last 3 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates through the entire project. You know, I guess my son teases me all the time. He said, Dad, you know what? You're stuck in a time warp. You need to get hip, quote unquote, to what's going on.
How dare he?
Yeah, how dare he? I said, you know what? Shame the devil. It's all right. I said,
You know, these kids, first of all, they've got no attention span.
Absolutely.
From a musical standpoint, I mean, they get stuck on two or three chords and a groove, and they're, like, happy. That's just not our era, man. We go a little deeper on the music. These kids are just happy to get a little small groove and be on their way, but it's much deeper than that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I said, you know, when I mentioned Miles Davis to him, he said, wait, is that a new recipe or something? I said, no, man. So, you know what? That's okay. we're cool.
You'll figure it out one day. Yeah.
Man, you had an opportunity to collaborate with a lot of great musicians in your life. But one of the things that really stands out to me for you is that, as I said before, being a perfectionist, you have never been afraid to challenge yourself. And I think for me personally, being an old, quote-unquote, jazz head, is the one of the things I love so much about jazz. There are no boundaries. You can explore, and improvisation is a key. How were you able to manifest that improvisation in the studio? Because you did a phenomenal job doing that.
You know, just trying to get trying to see where I can go musically. You know, I listen to a lot of music over the years. I do a lot of studying of different cats and styles, and just out of those learnings, out of those teachings, I just try to create my own voice out of what I've learned. So as I get older, I try to expand the envelope a little more, try to learn a bit more from the older records, and try to apply it to, you know, to what I do currently, and just try to keep things timeless so that 10, 15 years from now, you know, the record still has a certain kind of timeless kind of vibe.
Absolutely. You've always, on an interview that I've seen you give, well, it's been a minute, where you talked about longevity, you talked about taking pride as far as being a musician and honing your skills, never allowing yourself to rest on your own laurels, so to speak. For you, how important is it to you when you work with a certain producer or choosing a producer to work with you that they have that same kind of mentality where they want to challenge not only themselves, but they want to challenge you as an artist and bringing more out of you?
I think that's definitely important. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to work with many producers only because of budget reasons, but over the next several years, I hope that I'll get a chance to work with some cats that I admire. But yeah, I think it's very important that even if I hire a Atlanta record, I think it's important that they, you know, they push me to the next step. So I think it's always important to try to challenge yourself or have others challenge you or play with people that you may admire who may actually, you know, be actually better players than yourself so that you can raise your own bar. I think that is important. This way, you know, from one record to the next, it doesn't sound predictable or boring or, you know, hearing the same kind of, you know, licks throughout each record, you know, each album. So, you know, you put your signature on it, but you don't want to be too predictable with the signature.
Absolutely. You know, we have a tendency to become quote unquote prisoners of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use the analogy like Linus's blanket. We get comfortable, we get secure in a certain kind of music, and we say, hey, this is the Bob Baldwin sound. And you say, wait a minute, I got some more in the gumbo. I got a mixture of different things that I want to bring to the table and present to you. So bon appetit. And you get so many different textures and vibes from the CD. It is incredible. It entered number 14 on the Billboard charts. That is incredible, especially for a debut album. I said album, I'm dating myself. Debut album on the as far as debut jazz album. How does that feel to get that kind of recognition and that kind of love back and then being acknowledged as being putting out a great product?
Well, it's a blessing. I'm glad that people are embracing the music and that they're feeling what I put out, which is really important to me. I think it's important that you're able to that they're able to feel what you put out there. That's really the main thing. I get inspired from the people that listen to my music, and they send me Facebook notes or they tweet me or they send me emails, let me know how the music feels on their end, which is just as important as, you know, how it feels on my end. It's really all about a give and take and how people receive the music that I put out there. It's almost, you know, it's like a gift. It's almost like you're feeding people to, you know, almost feeding them food. So I want to be able to just, you know, keep them full and keep them hungry for more at the same time.
Absolutely. I said, I used the analogy. I said, man, I said, you know what? If you're in Hell's Kitchen right now, man, you got enough. We're going to feed you. That's Bob Baldwin. Yes, Lord.
There you go. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And who knows what the next recipe will be.
There you go. And just a little side note to all the many listeners here. Just in Texas, man, Bob is going to bless us. And actually, November, he's going to be down here in Houston, November the 18th and 19th at the Martini Blue. Lord have mercy. The teddy bear will have his front row seats and getting lost. And some
I was there back in May. I had a great time with Kyle Turner, and he put together a fantastic band. So we got to do a part two, and that's what we're going to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of my favorite songs on the two-disc set, Love Dance, May I Have This. Man, I fell in love with it. Can you tell the listeners about that particular song?
Song was written 30 years ago. It was originally done on an older George Benson record.
Right.
Love Time of Love, I think, was the name of the record. And Quincy Jones, who also has a deep affinity for Brazilian music, teamed up with songwriter Yvonne Lenz. And actually, Yvonne Lenz was signed to Quincy's label, Quest Records, back in the 80s and 90s. And Yvonne did a couple of records for him. And but before they hooked up with the label, Yvonne wrote Love Dance for George Benson. He wrote Island for Patty Austin. And, of course, he wrote the Setembro, the wedding song on another one of Quincy's records. So they've had a long-standing relationship. That's how I got really hip into Yvonne Lenz. So I just wanted to just put a different vibe on it, slow it down a little bit, and then add my signature to it. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely put the Bob Baldwin signature on it. So without further ado, let's get into it. It's two-disc kaleidoscope of soothing music for the heart, mind, and soul, of course. Bob Baldwin, Lord have mercy, the Brazilian-American soundtrack with Love Dance. May I have this here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Our hearts
from the new album, double disc album, the Brazilian American soundtrack, of course. Love Dance, May I Have This, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. You know, it's a challenge to be an independent artist and self-contained, especially when it comes from an economical perspective. Everything that you put out is from the heart because you put so much time and effort and love of yourself, a part of yourself you leave on music. What does it mean for you or to you as an artist when you hear such positive feedback, when people acknowledge the work that you have put into this project, knowing that you don't have, quote unquote, the machine behind you to promote the product?
I appreciate those words, man. I think the biggest satisfaction is when someone does reach out to me and say they, not only did they hear the music, but they felt the vibe. And so that means the effort that I put into it and the, like you say, the love, it has a payoff on the other end. So it was always nice to hear those words coming from, you know, disc jockeys and you know, people who listen to the music. So it definitely leaves behind a nice feeling. Lets me know that the music, you know, was more important than myself. You know what I mean?
It's, to me, I've always felt, as far as jazz, it's always been a vehicle where people are able to better connect with one another because color is unimportant. It becomes unimportant because you're able to reach so many different people of different genres.
Right.
Outside the United States, United Kingdom, Germany, Switzerland, Japan, they have always had a love affair, an affinity for jazz music. Do you think, from your perspective, that the American listenership has become somewhat jaded and not appreciative of what the art form represents in today's society?
I don't know if jaded would be the word I'd use. I think more spoiled. I think Americans are spoiled, period, and so they take a lot for granted. They take their freedom for granted. They take their art for granted. It's just a lot that they take for granted. Although, you know, as powerful as we are not a cash-rich country, which, you know, it kind of contradicts the feelings that we have. You know, we're heaps and trillions of dollars in debt, so we're not really as rich as we think we are. So, but like I said, I think other countries and other continents appreciate our music so much more than we do. I just think you know, across the board, I think Americans just a little bit over, you know, just a little bit too overfed, if you will.
Right. Absolutely. You know, it's the old adage. I remember Stan Lee would constantly say, he said, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And I think for an artist, where I think it became a detriment when, number one, when you had a lot of the major record store retailers closed here in the state. And it, to me, it hurt the artists. Because when you had that vehicle, you had a meet and greet. You could meet your listeners, meet your fans, interact with one another. I mean, you would have people would spend their hard-earned money to buy albums, knew the cover art, fell in love with the cover art, the liner notes. They knew the song. Sure. I mean, it's incredible. Now, you're relying on social
media.
Now
we've been dumbed down to an MP3 download. Nobody's reading anything.
They could
care less who's on the record.
Right.
Or the effort that's put behind that project.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've run into that a lot. I mean, I get countless emails from different listeners. Teddy Bear, I don't agree. And I said, that's okay. You have the right to disagree. I said, but at the end of the day, I'm telling you what I've seen, what I've experienced over the years. Because if you're an artist and you're not signed to a major label and you're independent artist, it can be very detrimental without having that opportunity to meet, because at the end of the day, it comes down to money, finances. Because like you said earlier, it takes money to do a project. It takes money to do a project.
Yeah, so, and, you know, when someone just downloads the record for free or listens to it, you know, endlessly on YouTube or Spotify or wherever those other streaming sites are, you know, that really affects the bottom line to all artists across the board. I think in 2014 there was only like one platinum record in the whole industry, and that was Taylor Swift. That meant Jay-Z, Puff, nobody else topped a million sales. It got a little better in 2015, but that just went to prove that a lot of music is being downloaded for free. It's not that people aren't buying it, because they're definitely listening. They're just not putting it in their space and paying for it. It's just it's just free art at this point, and so it has affected the industry. That's why the stores closed. That's why, you know, a lot of the record label slots, artist slots, they kind of dried up over the last 10 years. A lot of that has to do with the trickle down effect of people downloading music for free.
Absolutely, absolutely. I harken back to the days of Music Land, Sam Goody, The Warehouse, Tower Records.
Yeah.
I'm dating myself, but it was something. Even the record store in the neighborhood. I can reflect and remember like it was yesterday when I had to go out and cut lawns to earn that $5 to go to that record store to buy an Ohio Players or a George Benson Breezing album. And it was something special about having that cover art, that wax. And now it's not there anymore. And it just really takes away from the feeling of really accomplishing something and by getting closer to the artist. For you having a fantastic project like the Brazilian American soundtrack and being able to use social media, how has that helped you as far as being able to get the album out there and letting a lot of people know that you do have a new project?
Well, that definitely has helped, and of course being a founder of a radio syndication also helps me get the word out as well. So you can't really fight the wave of things that happen. You can only just try to, you know, use them to your advantage. So I have not been blind to the social networking trends, and, you know, try to stick with it as much as possible and let people know the record's out and, you know, take advantage of those mediums. Just, you know, just hope and pray that they actually download and pay for it instead of just going to their friend's house and making copies of it.
Right.
which I have no control over, right? So I can't.
Right, absolutely.
You know,
it's sad.
I can't spend time on things I don't have control over.
Right. All we can do is move forward and move ahead to Oasis of Love. Tell us about the Oasis of Love, another favorite track of mine on a double disc set.
I'm going to tell you something. Oasis of Love, believe it or not, was a spillover from Brazil Chill. Brazil Chill was supposed to be a double album set, and the label that I was with at the time, 8440 Records, which has since gone out of business, I had several songs left over from their project, and one of them was Oasis of Love, and I had done a demo of it, and it didn't make the record because I ran out of minutes, because I think we got like 75 minutes max on a CD. So I just sat on it until the moment was right, and I just ended up recutting the drums. I had Armando Marcel on percussion, who worked for many years with Pat Metheny, when Pat Metheny was into his Brazilian vibe. So that was a fun record. I enjoyed it very much. So I was and it's got a little Algebra vibe on the scat.
That it definitely does. Get into it, of course, from the fantastic double album from the incredible Bob Baldwin, of course, the Brazilian American soundtrack with Oasis of Love here in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
You're like heaven to touch, girl. I want you so much. You rust me out and breathe. Just what you do to me, like a voodoo so rare, far beyond its compare.
Amazon.com, and to get all the latest updates, make sure you dial your fingers and do the walking. Head over to Bob Baldwin's official website. That's at www.bobbaldwin.com. You can also catch him with at Twitter. I said Twitter, Baldwin at Baldwin77. And remember, family, for those who are in Texas, in Houston, my goodness, he's going to be here November the 18th and 19th performing in Martini Blue. That's at 5060 Fam to Market, 1960 Road. That's in West Houston. And here are the numbers, so give Blue Martini a call so you can make sure everything Martini Blue a call and get all the pertinent information. That's at area code 832-965-5580. Brother, it has been an honor for me to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. We're looking forward to having you down here in Houston and performing. As I said, I will definitely be in the club to see you work your magic.
I'm going to try to get there a little early, man, if I get a chance. Text me your number, and let's grab some meat or something, okay?
Man, you, hey, so it was written, so it shall be done, man.
My brother.
Absolutely, man. Continued success, and may the vibes take you where you need to go, man, all right?
Man, back at you, man. Keep playing that great music, and thank you for your continued support.
Oh, absolutely. God bless. The incredible Bob Baldwin here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. Remember, family, double disc set available iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.com. Well, I got you here, and we're still in that Brazilian kind of vibe. Let's get lost and some more Bob Baldwin. I like that. That's definitely a tongue twister. Let's get lost in some more Bob Baldwin with Greatest Lover here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord help me.
Time, yeah. Right now I want to be gone.
Renee, T.I., rock with you here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Bob Baldwin. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, the new CD, the double disc CD by Bob Baldwin, of course, the Brazilian American soundtrack, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. And also want to send out a lot of special thank yous, man. My goodness, to the incredible Paul Taylor. My God, incredible new CD, Countdown, available as we speak. And also, while you're tuning in and you don't want to tune out, hey, the Teddy Bear will be back on the air this coming Thursday afternoon. Yeah, we're doing a really early show, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome the incredible Marga Lane, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single, Thinking About You, from the upcoming album, Undress. Yes, Lord, you can address the teddy bear anytime you want. It's a beautiful thing. Want to thank all the many listeners and supporters out there. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to the official website. That's at www.lotl.comfortzone.com. And while you're there, soothe your mind, ease your spirit, 24-hour nonstop music. Hey, ask and ye shall receive. You can also follow us on Twitter. It's at Twitter, LOTL Radio. Facebook at LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least, Instagram, LOTL, The Comfort Zone. Got a lot in store for you. Speaking, having a lot for you. Can we get into some Countdown from the incredible Paul Taylor here in the zone of LOTO Radio?
Thank you. while I'm here, or one day I'll become the way. Make up your mind. Taste what's been right here. You know it's wonderful, it's grand. All the things I have in store for you. Trust your heart. I know that you are scared. Tried everyone else, but it's all about me, cause I've always been there. It's me.
I'm what you're looking for.
Open your eyes, oh.
Open your eyes.
I won't leave.
Ooh, ooh.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
You fill your life up with so many things. You're not just alone, but you're also lonely. You forget about real joy, real love. And what about your dreams becoming reality? Open your
Radio. Well, it's about that time, family. I know what you're thinking, Teddy Bear. It's been too soon. You leaving? That's okay. I shall return on Friday. Actually, my faux pas on Thursday with Margolaine. Yes, Lord, thinking about you. That's what Teddy Bear does 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we're counting leap year too. Lord have mercy. So many people to thank. I want to thank my staff. I want to thank my right hand, of course, Miss Tammy Wilson. Thank you, my love, for handling business. For the Teddy Bear, I want to say a special thank you to all the many fantastic artists. One in particular, I had the opportunity and pleasure of interviewing this very talented violinist. My goodness, Lucien Phailon, or Phailon, saying it correctly. My goodness, man, she had me. She had me at Pound Cake, and now she has a new hit single called The L Vibes, both available on iTunes and also on Amazon.com. So we're going to close it with that. In the meantime, I want everyone to take care of one another, love one another, appreciate the day, because I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful that I have you. And as we head back to the spaceship, to head in the galactic Milky Way, full of love, kindness, and joy, it's definitely a beautiful thing with the L Vibes here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Thank you.
Don't get fooled by cut-rate networks. Verizon is America's only number one network according to Root Metrics. Join today and get up to $650 when you trade in your phone to cover your cost to switch. Verizon, better matters. New smartphone device payment purchase and port in required. Get up to $650 prepaid card for installment plan balance less trade-in value up to $350 prepaid card for early termination fees less trade-in value. Trade-in must be in good working and cosmetic condition and be worth more than $0. Line must remain active for 6 months, subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. Rankings based on 2016 first half Root Metrics U.S. National Root Score report of 4 mobile networks. Results may vary. Visit RootMetrics.com.
Need another reason your Randall store is just better? How about free Farberware pots and pans? That's right. For every $10 you spend, earn a stamp you can redeem towards free Farberware items. See the in-store display for details. Earn stamps this week by purchasing beef T-bone steaks, great for grilling, for just $5.99 a pound. And get new crop large premium Gala apples or navel oranges for only 77 cents a pound. Fresher meats, sweeter produce, lower prices. Randall's, proudly serving Houston families since 1966.